close to 6 million Congolese forced from their homes, a third of the population going hungry, and all after decades of conflict. But the Democratic Republic of Congo is top of the most neglected crises worldwide, according to the Norwegian Refugee Council. The aid organization lists 10 countries, all of them in Africa, which have displacement crises that don't get enough media attention. The countries include Burkina Faso, Burundi, Cameroon, Chad, Ethiopia, Nigeria, and Mali. South Sudan is number 4 on the list. The world's youngest country faced conflict just 2 years after independence in 2011. A third of its 12 million people were forced from their homes. Fighting largely ended when a peace deal was signed in 2018. Since then, floods have displaced nearly a million more.
The situation is so bad in Sania.
Our camp was established 2 years ago and we came from the north. But here we have humanitarian issues. There is no food, no access to farming and no education.
Sudan is also on the list. More than 2 million have been displaced in the western region of Darfur since fighting there started in 2003. Hundreds of thousands remain in camps despite a peace deal signed 2 years ago. In May, fighting in West Darfur forced around 35,000 families from their homes.
We were attacked and forced to leave our homes with nothing. Now we have nothing to eat and are staying out in the open, under the sun.
The Norwegian Refugee Council says the lack of media attention to the crises has contributed to less humanitarian and political response.
When the DRC is getting so little attention in global media, it also leads to less aid money going there compared to Ukraine and other crises that are in the limelight constantly, but also to reduced political, diplomatic attention and initiatives to solve the deep crisis in the Congo. So we're in a desperate situation as humanitarians on the ground. We're not getting the attention, neither the funding nor help to solve the crisis.
And as the world's attention remains elsewhere, most of the funding appeals to respond to the crises in the countries on the list remain low. Aid organizations say that needs to change to improve the lives of millions. Heba Morgan, Al Jazeera.